beautiful story. How you love me so, that you died on Calvary. And though I claim you way back then as Lord Almighty, things haven't changed. My love's still the same. You're still Lord to me.
Oh, sa aklat ng Unang Korinto. At ako, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, ngayon lang ako magpipreach ng ganito sa inyo. Sapagkat palagay ko, kailangan na ito. Kung meron lang pastor ako na nag-preach sa akin nung araw ng ganito, siguro mas iba ang buhay ko ngayon. Wala eh. Unang Korinto, Kapitulo 6. Babasahin natin mula rin sa verse 18 hanggang 20. Tumayo tayo lahat. First Corinthians 6:18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own body. Palagay ko alam niyo yung fornication, correct? Alam niyo ba yan? Okay. Verse 19. What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which we have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, help us to understand your word tonight. Help us, Lord, to discern. And help us to commit ourselves to doing your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Itong verses 19 and 20, binabanggit ng maraming tao. Kahit na mga Roman Catholics, alam ito. Nakagulat, pero totoo. Na a lot of people, if there's any verse they know, that they usually mention this verse. Na ang ating katawan ay temple ng Holy Spirit. But of course, they do not understand what the verse means. Di ba? They do not understand that your body only becomes the temple of the Spirit of God if you're saved. Kung nasa inyo ang Panginoon sa buhay ninyo, if you have received Christ into your heart, if you have a new heart, then your body becomes the temple of the Spirit of God. Because in our being or in our body, there is the new nature and the old nature. Now, the new nature, the old nature was not made new. Now, let me just correct the impression of others. When a man gets saved, the old nature was not made new. The old nature is still old. It's still there. Yun ang sinabi ni Apostle Paul sa Romans chapter 7, that when I try to do good, there's a law in me that says, I am bad. You know what I'm saying? There's a law in my members that would like to try to for me to do evil. Kaya't hindi binago ang old nature. Andun pa rin yung old nature eh. But when you got saved, the Lord gave you the new nature. Yun ang sinabi ni King David doon sa book of Psalms, create in me a new heart. So when you came to know Christ, God created in you or in us a new heart. Meron tayong bagong pagkatao. Yun ang sinasabi sa 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is what? He is a new creature. Kahit kailan, walang sinabi sa Bible, if any man be in Christ, the old has become new. The old heart became new. Nakalagay doon, you became a new nature. Because the Lord in you has infused a new nature in your life. Yung gusto kong maunawaan niya. Because if you don't have the new nature, you will never be able to do what the Bible says. You will not understand the Word of God. Why? Because there is no basis for the Holy Spirit to come in. The Holy Spirit will not come to an old nature. The Holy Spirit will only reside in the new nature. Naunawaan niyo ba ako? Alright. So, na ikay naligtas, binigyan ka ng Panginoon ng new nature para doon ang maging residence ng banal na Espiritu. Sapagkat, ang banal na Espiritu ay hindi maaaring tumira doon sa katauhan na hindi banal. Naunawaan niyo ho? Oh, mag-amen kayo kung naunawaan niyo. Mabuti. Alright. Hindi maaring tumira ang banal na Espiritu sa isang katauhan na hindi banal. At ang katauhang banal ay pinaging banal ni Kristo. Pinaging banal ng Diyos. Yun ang ibig sabihin ng 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. Kaya nga, kung babasahin nyo, mula doon sa verse 1 ng 1 Corinthians 6, makikita nyo rito na dapat ang isang Kristiyano ay hindi na nabubuhay sa kasalanan sapagkat meron siyang bagong pagkatao. Buhay ng hindi ligtas ay wala kang bagong pagkatao. Naunawaan nyo ba yan? Uulitin ko para makita nyo, kung walang pinagkaiba ang buhay mo doon sa mga hindi saved, wala kang bagong pagkatao kahit sabihin mo araw-araw saved ka. Naunawaan nyo ba ako? Yan ang problema natin eh. Born again tayo. Saved tayo. Pero walang pinagkaiba ang buhay natin doon sa unsaved. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na ikaw may new nature if there's no difference in your life with the life of the unsaved people. May pagkakaiba. Although, meron pa rin capacity ang isang anak ng Diyos na gumawa ng kasalanan ng unsaved. Bakit? Meron tayong old nature. Pero hindi dapat tayo nabubuhay sa ganung uri ng buhay sapagkat binigyan na tayo ng new nature. Kaya, kung may new nature ka, dapat disiplinado ka sa church. Eh, terrible, mas disiplinado ang iglesia ni Manalo sa iyo. Naka-attend na ba kayo ng iglesia ni Manalo Church? Ako naka-attend na eh. Napagtuloy niyan sa loob, tahimik, upo, babunay muna yung harap, upo yan. Pagkatapos ng service, mauna mga tagaharap, umalis. Very disciplined. Tayo hindi eh. Para tayo map dito eh. Ibig sabihin lamang, anong klaseng bagong pagkatao binigay ng Panginoon sa atin? Okay. So I hope na na-realize nyo ito, di ba? Kaya si Apostle Paul medyo galit dito eh. Anong sabi niya? What? Palagay nyo kaya pag sinabi sa yung what? Nangutuwa ka? Ha? Hindi nakakatuwa yung what? Ano? Ang sabi niya, ba't ganyan ang buhay mo? Hindi mo ba alam na ang katawan mo ay templo ng banal na Espiritong nasa iyo? At ikaw ay hindi na nabubuhay sa iyong sarili? Ye are not your own. Ikaw ay binili ng malaking halaga. Dahilan dyan, dapat mong luwalatiin ang Panginoon sa iyong katawan. Sa iyong katawan. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are what? God's. Dapat luwalatiin mo ang Panginoon sa katawan mo at sa iyong espiritu. Sapagkat ang nagmamay-ari niyan ay hindi na ikaw, ang Panginoon na. Kaya't wala kang karapatan na gamitin mo ang katawan mo sa anumang gusto mong paggamit sapagkat hindi na yan sa'yo. Naunawaan niyo ba yung sasabi ko? Kayo mga bata, naunawaan niyo? Hoy, naunawaan niyo? Now, unless Christians understand this, Unless Christians understand this doctrine, you will never see any change in society. That's why nakikita nyo sa ating bansa, napakaraming Christian group dito, but seemingly, there is no change in the attitude of Filipino society. Why? Because they never realized the import of this verse. Now, I would like to refer this verse to one area which I would like to submit to you tonight. And that area is called how we treat our body. I mean, kaya sinabi ko sa inyo, mga kapatid, kung ako'y merong pastor nung araw, na tinuruan ako kung paano ko aalagaan ang katawan ko para magamit pa ako ng Panginoon matagal na panahon. Siguro hindi ako na-bypass. Siguro nag-ingat na ako nung una pa sapagkat I am genetically, I have a genetic ailment. I should have been careful with that because I've been diabetic for more than 20 years. Nakuha ko yan sa aking ina. I should have taken care of that. Pero hindi. Una, pinabayaan ko, ba't nahirap lang ako? Wala akong pancheck. Hindi ko alam na kapag palagi kang nauuhaw, palagi kang umiihi, palagi kang exhausted sa hapon, diabetic ka na pala. I don't know that. Bakit? Wala kang means to be able to check na ganun pala. Until such time na you begin to realize you're not living a normal life anymore. If I would have known in the past na I should avoid these things, I would have avoided it because I have the capacity. Do you realize that? I can see it now. I have the capacity. I can avoid things. I can control things. Because why? Because God has given us what? The power to control things. It is not me that controls things. I would like to do everything I want to do. But it is God that gives us the power. I can do all things. I can do all things through what? Through Christ who strengthens me. Kaya pala doon sa Old Testament, meron doong mga binigay na batas that is within the Levitical law. Na ano? Kung ano ang kakainin mo sa hindi mo kakainin. Why? It is not only because of worship, but primarily, it's because of physical health. For example, in the book of Leviticus chapter 11. Anong kinakatuyo ng mga Baptists? Eh, Old Testament to eh. And we are no longer living in the Old Testament law. Correct. But the Bible says that the Old Testament was given to us for our instruction and for our example. You see? Now, mapapansin nyo dito sa Leviticus chapter 4, chapter 11, beginning verse number 4, "Nevertheless, this shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof. As the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divided not the hoof, he is unclean unto you." Kinakailangan ko bang ipaliwanan ng Panginoon yan? Pag sinabi ng Panginoon, unclean yan, huwag mong kakainin. Tama? Oo. Aba, kinakailangan ipaliwanan sa akin kung bakit. Nakalagay na nga dyan eh. "And the coney, because he cheweth the cud, but divided not the hoof, he is unclean unto you." Ano yung coney? Yun yung mga badgers, yung mga rodent. Alright? Tulad ng rabbit. Verse 6, "And the hare, H-A-R-E, because he cheweth the cud, but divided not the hoof, he is unclean unto you." And the swine, ano yung swine? Baboy. "And the swine, though he divide the hoof, and be cloven footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean unto you." Don't you know, I have not eaten pork for more than 6 years? Since 1998, I have not eaten pork. Oh. Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch. They are unclean unto you. This shall ye eat of all that are in the waters. Whatsoever hath fins and scales in the waters, in the seas, and in the rivers, them shall ye eat. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas, and in the rivers, of all that move in the waters, and of any living thing within the waters, they shall be an abomination unto you. Yun lang may kaliskis, may fins ang kakainin. Yung walang kaliskis ay hindi dapat kainin, because most of those fish na walang kaliskis are parasites. They eat everything. You know what I'm saying? I have not eaten prawns for what? 15 years. Because they are parasites. They eat everything underneath. And they are unclean. Yun ang daylan kung bakit sinabi ng Panginoon, unclean. Kaya ang sabi ng Panginoon, you do not eat the blood. There is a religious significance and a health significance. Why? Because the blood is offered in the altar. That is the spiritual significance of that. Life is in the blood. Number two, the dirtiest part of the animal is the blood. I have not eaten dinuguan for more than 15 years. Pero nakikita nyo, kahit daw kumakain ng mga ganyan, nagkasakit pa ako. Eh, lalo na kayo. Alam nyo ba kung bakit sinabi ng Panginoon to? I will tell you something about, you know, meron tatlong reason dito sa Ryrie Study Bible. Ang unang-una, okay, mapapansin nyo, yung chapter 11 to chapter 15, ang pinag-uusapan yung pagkain, the word unclean was mentioned more than 100 times. Unclean. Bakit unclean? They're not only unclean as far as its religious significance is concerned, but firstly, they are unclean as far as the health is concerned. Even though the emphasis is on ceremonial rather than ethical, uncleanness, failure to obey these regulations, the Bible says, was sin. Inobserbahan to ng mga Hudyo. Huwag natin sabihin, okay, we are no longer living in the Old Testament. Fine. That's true. Pero, hindi ba natin pwedeng pag-aralan to kung bakit? At kung makakatulong sa atin health-wise, bakit hindi natin gawin? Total, scripture naman yan. Bakit? Bakit binigay ang mga batas na ito? Number one, to reflect God's holiness. Number two, to keep Israel distinct from idolatrous practices of the nations around them. Kasi yun ang kinakain ng mga Gentiles. Para maiba sila. Iba ang tao ng Diyos. Tanong, tayo ba'y iba? Iba ba tayo sa mga unsaved? Iba tayo? Yes, we are. Therefore, iba rin dapat na kinakain natin. Naunawaan niyo ba ako? Iba rin dapat na kinakain natin. Alam niyo ba, we frown on the Seventh-day Adventists, but the Seventh-day Adventists knows what they're talking about. As far as health is concerned. Number three, to help maintain physical health. To help maintain physical health. Alam niyo ba, alam na ng Panginoon yan eh. Siya gumawa niyan eh, di ba? Bakit pinagbabawal sa atin kainin yung mga isda na walang kaliskis? Sapagkat yan ay mga kung ano-ano kinakain yan. Yung may kaliskis, those are clean. Bakit pinagbabawal yung mga animals na dapat ang kakainin natin? Yung bang that divided the hoof and that chew the cud. Pero yung animal that cheweth the cud but not divide the hoop, humang kakain yan. O yung animal that divide the hoop but chew the cud, humang kakainin yan. Bakit? Because all of those are unclean. Huwag ka nang maganap ng paliwanag. Pag sinabi ng Bible na marumi yan, marumi yan. You know, many years ago, I always complain about my arthritis. And when I complain about my arthritis, palagi kong biniblame dyan, alin? Biniblame ko dyan yung lentil, biniblame ko yung legumes, biniblame ko yung mani, biniblame ko yung lahat ng mga nuts. I didn't realize that what irritates my arthritis are not those, but animal protein. Vegetable protein are always good for the body. Soya, oatmeal. Animal protein is bad for the body. You know what? Many years ago when I stopped eating pork, it stopped my arthritis. I was surprised that I can eat all the peanuts I want. I can eat all the nuts I want. I can eat all the legumes I want. But I would not be attacked with arthritis. And I was wondering why. Until a doctor told me, because you're not eating pork and meat anymore. Tapos, nais nating panalangin tayo sapagkat may sakit tayo. I mean, niloloko ba natin ng Diyos? Kumakain ka ng bawal sa katawan mo, tapos ipagpipray ka pa nagkasakit ka? Tama ba yon, men? Tama ba na ipanalangin ka pag kumakain ka ng bawal at nagkasakit ka? Hindi. Sumunod ka muna sa sinasabi ng Panginoon, maintain your good health. Pag nagkasakit ka, then let's pray for him. Gagaling yan sapagkat sumusunod sa salita ng Diyos. Hindi ako makalakad eh. Bakit meron akong arthritis eh. Bakit ka naka-arthritis? Bakit ikaw ba yung nag-visit araw-araw? Eh, kain ka ng kain ng bawal eh. Ako, may justification pag ikanon ko ng lahat ng klaseng arthritis na yun ako. Why? Because during my younger days, pastor, I baptized almost every day. From Monday to Sunday, I would baptize in cold water every day. I would walk for miles and miles of roads. Tama lang na ma-irritate yung mga muscles mo sa paa at ma-irritate yung mga buto mo dyan. You know, the tendons you have. But not the food that we eat. And I'm telling it to you right now, folks. Food is our problem. The food that we eat today is the problem. You know what? Hindi na ako kumakain sa Filipino restaurant because there's nothing healthy in a Filipino restaurant. Nothing healthy at all. Kung hindi oily, maasim. Di ba? Lahat pinirito. Lahat ginisa. I mean, okay naman to pastor, ha? Itong, ano ba yung soup na sa manok? Tinola. Soup to eh. Tinola, manok to eh. Hey, you look at the soup there, pag nakikita mo, nagkukulay yellow, ibabaw niyan. That's cholesterol. Alam niyo sa akin, mga kabayan, okay lang na makasakit ka if you're serving the Lord eh. Pero napakatigas ng ulo mo, hindi ka nakikinig. Kayo mga doktor, taba ba ako mga doktor? Tatabusin ko na to. Dapat tabusin na to. I have two words for you. First is the word devour. Now, I've made this outline myself and I asked the Lord to give me the wisdom for this. Ano ibig sabihin devour? Ito yung kakainin mo. Devour. You eat that. Number one, drink plenty of water. Water is always life, folks. You can live without eating for 3 months, but you cannot live without drinking water for 3 days. We have a member or who is a Bible student, I have asked him to put up a water station there. And it is alkaline, ionized water that I'm drinking every day. And it's cheap. It's not like what I'm buying now. When I wake up, always, I drink 2 full glasses of water. Always. I have water everywhere I go. Wala akong pakialam kung tanungin ako kung may holy water ba yan. Wala akong pakialam kung madala-dala akong tubig. Basta lalagay ko yan sa ibabaw. Ano pong gusto nyo? Wala. Tubig lang ang gusto ko. Hey, Coca-Cola is not good for you. Any kind of soda drink is not good for you. That is killing yourself softly. At pinapayaman mo yung tao pumapatay sa'yo. Drink plenty of water or plenty of liquid. Whether it be juices, whatever it is, drink plenty of water or liquid. You realize that? Yun ang unang D. Bago ka kumain, uminom ka muna para busog ka na. Number 2, exercise. Eh, masakit yung paa ko eh. Kasi wala kang exercise kahit nung araw eh. Masakit yung likod ko eh. Talagang ganyan, wala kang exercise eh. Ang marami sa inyo, ang inyong exercise, sit up. Isang sit up yan. Sa gabi, you lie down. Sa umaga, you sit up. That's your exercise. But you know what? I have learned this. Alam mo ang kapatid ko, do you know why I believe my brother had to undergo another double angioplasty? Because he exercised more than he should have. My cardiologist told me, and I have talked to many of them, that if you have a heart disease, you ought not to carry weights more than 10 pounds. And don't run fast. Just brisk walking every day for 30 minutes. Just brisk walking. At huwag ka mo nang hihintayin, magkaroon ka ng sakit sa puso para mag-exercise. Nag-i-aimin yung mga preachers na wala silang magawa. Talaga sasama sa akin eh. Ngayon, nag-i-aimin kayo ngayon. Do you know that every day, wala akong pakialam ko ano pang appointment ko, mga kapatid, but I will never replace my exercise to any other appointment. I walk every morning. To me, it is better to walk than to sit on a stationary bike. Why? Because walking takes you out of stress also. Stationary bike, wala na pinupuntahan doon. My goodness. Gumasta ka ba? I cannot overemphasize that to you. Kahit payat ka, you ought to ask, wala nang ginagalang ngayon ang cardiac arrest. Wala nang ginagalang ang stroke. Kahit payat ka, don't you ever think you're healthy. Number 3, vegetables aplenty. Turuan niyo yung mga anak niyong kumain ng vegetables, kung ayaw nila, isaksak mo yan sa kanilang bibig. Ayaw mo, ha? My goodness, pinapakain mo yan, pero mimili ng pagkain yan. Palagay ko, alam niyo na yan, di ba? Listen, it was God's intention that human beings should be vegetarian people. Makinig kayo sa akin. It was never in the physical body of man that he ought to be carnivorous. Only animals are carnivorous. But human beings are supposed to be vegetarian people. Our organs cannot take too much meat. We are different from animals. Ngayon, kung naniniwala ka, nag-evolve ka, sige, kumain ka ng baboy at lahat. Dapat nga, hindi ka kumain eh. Sabag kinakain mo yung sarili mo eh. Di ba? You are not animals. You're human beings. And human beings are designed to eat vegetables, not to be carnivores. Number four, oil, cool, and flesh. The Lord Jesus Christ always drank olive oil. That was always His butter. Yan ang palaman sa tinapay. Lahat may olive oil. Olive oil is the best antioxidant oil that you can ever have. Vegetable oil. I say cool and fresh because oil should not pass through a heating process. Any oil that passes through a heating process, when it's heated time and time again, it becomes trans fatty acid, which is even more serious than cholesterol themselves. Kaya, hey, akala niyo ba healthy ang French fries? That's not healthy. Merong igurot na bumaba sa Maynila, napunta ron sa McDonald's, nakita niya, French fries, uy, imported to ha. Maka-order nga ng French fries. Kumain ng French fries, mamaya, dinura niya, eh, pambira, palatas lang pala to. Anything that is deep fried is not good for us. Kahit tuna pa yan, pag deep fried yan, because it has, you do not know the oil that's being used inside the kitchen of a restaurant. It might not be good for a while, but you can get used to it. Do not use animal butter. I don't care if it's called dairy cream or it's called anchor butter. As long as animal butter, it's not good for you. Use vegetable butter. Oil, cool and fresh. Olive oil, canola oil, palm oil, sunflower oil, extra virgin coconut oil. That's good as long as it does not go to a heating process every time. If the oil is heated, it must not continue in the frying pan. Letter U. You go on a diet. That's it. Simple as that. Letter R. Refresh with fruits. I am diabetic. I am limited with fruits also. Pag kumain ako ng mangga, isang piece nila ng mangga yan. That's it. Because it's full of sugar. There are fruits that's full of sugar. To a diabetic, any forms of sugar is bad. You call it fructose, sucrose, glucose, any form of sugar is bad. Now, the only fruit I take is what? Banana. You know, mangosteen, those helps. I cannot eat a lot of other fruits that you think. But if you're not diabetic, I mean, start eating fruits. Eh, Pastor, mahal eh. Kasi ka, maarte ka kasi. Makakabili ka naman ng sampalok na lokal. Thailand pa binibili mo. Refresh with fruits. O yan, devour. Yan ang kakain mo. Pwede ba akong mabuhay niyan, mga kapatid? Yan na ang buhay ko araw-araw. That's been my life for the past 3 years. Inoperahan pa ako. Look, alam mo, ha? Itong isang pastor ngayon, may sakit sa puso, he has to go on bypass. Ang kinakatawiran niya, Meron naman ako supplements eh. Alam ko ang iba sa inyo, mahilig kayo supplements at networking kayo rito. If you're not visiting and serving God, you have no right to network in my church. My goodness. I don't allow anyone to go on networking in my church. Hindi ka nag-bibisit, hindi ka nag-so-solving, mag-networking rito. Akala mo ba lahat ng supplement mabuti? Yan. Yung isang pastor sa Negros. Nagko-chloropil. Nag-i-spirulina. Oo. Birthday niya, naganda ng maraming lechon. Sabi ni Baji Salva, pastor, lechon yan eh. Pastor, okay lang yan. Basta't nag-i-spirulina ka. Saka nag-chloropil ka. Cleansing yan pagkatapos. Yan! Inatake sa puso. Alam nyo kung hindi nyo kaya ang supplement sapagkat mas mahal yan, maggulay ka na lang araw-araw. Huwag ka na, kasi nagsusupplement ka dahil gusto mong kumain ng baboy sa kanang karne. Kaya ka nagsusupplement. You will violate everything there. Kaya ka nagsusupplement. It's not to help you. Kaya, alam nyo ito, nag-ABS, nag-charantine, di ba? Ano ba yun? Charantia. Tapos, kain ng cake. Tutal, mayroon naman akong charantia eh. That does not help. It's just best for you to eat ampalaya na hilaw. Ganunin mo, parang singkamas. Look, mas mura yan. Ako, pinag-aaralan ko lahat yung mga supplements na yan. And I would like to have a very good supplement that is really good for the body. Pero karamihan ng supplement na yan, look, matagal na ako halos lahat ng supplement na try ko na. Ano yan? Supplement lang. Ano ang ibig sabihin yan? Talagang walang kwenta yan. Supplement lang. Why? Pumunta ka na lang ng palengke, pumili ka ng kangkong araw-araw. Ako, yung mga kapatid, yung garlic, kinakain ko ng hilaw. Yung garlic, sinusutay ko lang sa olive oil, pag mainit na, alright, at brown na, tinatanggal ko yung garlic doon sa mantika, tinatapong ko yung olive oil, nilalagay ko rin sa isang container, at nilalagyan ko ng fresh olive oil. You know what I'm saying? You throw away the oil that you use for cooking. And you put fresh olive oil. Yun ang kinakain ko. Yun ang hinahalo ko sa tuna, sa kahasalmon. With fresh olives. Ninyo kaya ang olives, magpapay na lang kayo. Now, what to avoid? Ito na yung avoid. Ngayon, na-preach na ako sa inyo, huwag niyong gawin to, bahala na kayo. I will not give an invitation. Kasi alam ko, pupuward na naman kayong lahat eh. Pero bukas, kakain na naman kayo ng bawal eh. Letter A, avoid meats. The only thing that you can eat as far as meat is concerned is white meat. White meat is only confined to what? Confined to two kinds of meat, that's chicken and turkey. Hindi mo kaya ang turkey, chicken. Hindi mo kaya ang chicken, huwag ka nang kumain ng meat. Avoid meats, especially pork and beef. Pastor, hindi naman ako kumakain ng meat eh. Corned beef lang eh. You know, you eat spam in the morning. Do you realize what you're eating? You're eating poison. Look, spam is pork. It has plenty of sodium in it. And you cook it in oil. Do you realize that? That's poison. Totally poison. niluluto mo sa oil, pork pa yan, sodium pa. Kaya ako, pag mibili akong dilata, I always look at the nutrition content. I look there, ilang ba ang sodium dito, because sodium is not good for hypertension. Kapag masyadong low blood ka, ang binibigay sa iyo asin para tumaas ang blood pressure mo. Nagtataka ka, bakit na lang palaging high blood ako? Eh, parang yung bagong kinakain mo eh. Gumawa ka ng bagoong na walang salt. Eh, nung lasa nun, wala kang magagawa. Masanay ka. Avoid meats. Number two, void sugar and salt in your list. You do not need salt. You don't need sugar. Your body produces natural salt. Vegetables have their own salt and sugar. Do you realize that? You do not need to put salt in your fish because that fish came from the sea and it is already salted naturally. Makakatipid pa kayo ngayon. Kami, tipid kami sa bahay. Pag umunta ka sa bahay namin, wala ba kayong asukal? Wala kaming asukal sa bahay. Ayun yung gagamit ko sa kape ko. Bahala ka sa buhay mo. May kape ka na, mag-aasukal ka pa. Masaya ka. Bira ka. Salt. You do not need salt. Nakikinig ba kayo sa akin? Number three, oily foods. Stop it. Wala pa akong pakialam kung masarap ang Pilipin. Oily. Stop it. Crispy pata. Naku, terrible. Nung araw, gusto ko yan. Oh. 10 years ago. My goodness. Alam mo, para magkaroon ka ng peace of mind, ilalagay mo na maraming garlic yung crispy pata. At least yung garlic, abang neutralize ng cholesterol. Luko-luko. Niloloko mo yung sarili mo. Number four, ito, mahalaga to kayo mga professionals. Indulgence on junk food. I don't care if you call it cheapies, you call it potato chips, they're junk food. They're called junk food because they never add nutrients to your body. Nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? Gumagasta ka pa ng pera na hindi mo dapat pagkagastahan. Tigil mo na yan. Bibili ka ng anak mo kung magkano ang baon niya. Makita mo, may dala siyang, ano yun yung nakamalagay sa, ha? Pringles. That never helps anything. Walang nutrients yan, walang minerals yan, it never helps anything. Siguro yung anak mo, imbis na junk food ang kainin yan, cereal every morning. Then lastly, drinks with alcohol and sugar. Siguro wala naman sa inyo rito, no? Now, my doctor told me to drink 3 ounces of red wine every day. I'm not doing it. Because red wine declog the cholesterol in your body. But you know, I'm not doing it. I have plenty of red wine. People give me red wine. But once in a while, I would drink red wine every now and then to help get the plaque out of my arteries. But if you begin to drink and drink, I have a pastor in the States, ang sabi ng doktor niya, you drink red wine, ang sabi naman ng Bible, drink wine for your stomach's sake. So he began to drink wine every night. And he began to increase it, and to increase it. And later, he became a drunkard. I don't want to be a drunkard. Avoid that. Avoid meats, sugar, salt, oily food, junk food, alcohol, sugar, cigarettes. Pastor, hindi na ako nanginigarilyo. Anong ginagawa mo ngayon? Nginunguya ako na lang yung tabako. Now, everything that we eat, even if it's healthy, there are things that you eat, if you eat too much, it's not good for you too. Like coffee. Coffee has plenty of antioxidants. That's true. But because of the caffeine, it can trigger a heart attack. But you can drink coffee once in a while. But you know what? Ngayon lang, gusto niyo mabigyan ng first fruits? Gusto niyo makatipid ng expenses? Gawin niyo to. Pag ginawa niyo to, ninyo kailangan ng supplements. Gawin niyo lang to. Meron mga tao that can live 80 kahit kumain ng lahat ng karne. Napakapalad yung taong yan. Sana ganyan ang aking stomach. Yari sa rubber. Pero hindi eh. And I would like you to know this. Sometimes, the devil will use even the food you eat so that it will hinder you to serve God. The devil can use anything to hinder you, anything to prevent you. Yung aking kapatid na Sir Ernest, akala niya, can you imagine, after several years of having had a bypass, nagbubuhas siya ng weights to 200 pounds? Kaya lumaki ang katawan niya, sabi ng anak ko, parang anang kargador, tingnan na parang preacher. And he thought that's healthy. And he would exercise late in the evening. I was reading the book of Christian Barnard, one of the greatest heart surgeon in the world, who told me, do not exercise in the evening because in the evening your body is all set to rest. Nasa rest mode na ang katawan mo gabi. That is how the Lord made us. And if you would like to exercise, you have to exercise 3 hours before you sleep. And you have to eat. Don't eat and sleep after 1 hour. Wait until the food gets settled. Siguro, kung meron akong pastor na katulad ninyo, na magtuturo sa akin ito, okay sana. Napakapalad nyo. May pastor kayo na tinuturo ang lahat para sa inyo. Naiinggit tayo, you know what? You always want a miracle, but you don't listen to God. Pwede ba yun? You don't listen to God's word. You can't do that, folks. Now, I'm leaving that to you. I've given you the word of God. Nandun sa salita ng Panginoon yan. Pastor, anong gagawin mo ron sa sinabi that sa Timothy na everything should be taken with thanksgiving? That's true. Ang pinag-uusapan, yung thanksgiving, hindi yung everything is taken. You know what I'm saying? Oh. As long as it is what? Sanctified in prayer. Oh. Ang tatay ko, mali ang doktrina. Kakain ng babo yan, kakain ng kare-kare, kakain yan. May sakit na yan, ha? Oh! Tay, ba't kayo kumakain yan? Okay yan, that has been sanctified by prayer. Pero siguro gusto niya mamatay. Kapatid. Look, don't you want to be able to live a good old age serving God? Amen? Don't you want to be alive when you see the Lord Jesus Christ coming down from glory? How many of you would like to be alive when the rapture takes place? Raise your hand. Buhay kayo sa rapture. Buhay kayo. Okay. Then, please, do this. Mga kapatid, hindi na bali ako umatay. Basta't na ituro ko sa inyo to. Mamili ka, anong gusto mo? Huh? Do you want to belong to those people that are the dead in Christ shall rise first? Or doon sa we who are alive? Mamili ka, saan mo gusto? Saan mo gusto? So stand. Kayong mga kabataan, you must say, bata pa naman ako eh. I keep telling my son, and he's not listening to me, because he'll be diabetic soon. Bata pa naman ako eh. You know what? If I have to live my life over again, it'll be different. Do you know why? Because my focus is to be able to serve God longer. I want to be healthy, not for any other reason. I want to be healthy so that I can serve my Lord longer and better. Not for any other reason at all. Let's pray. I take back my word by saying I'm not going to give any invitation. But anyone here tonight who would make a commitment to God, Lord, I want to serve you more. Lord, I want to live a longer life because I want to serve you more. And starting tonight, I'll be more disciplined with what I eat. I'll watch my diet. I'll eat simple food because that will help me in my giving. I will spend less. I'll be able to earn more money because I am living a healthy life. I'll be able to give more because I'm not getting sick. I can do more because I'm not getting weak. I'm more confident. You do not get discipline in what you eat. What are you going to do? You're going to spend more time in the fitness center and spending more money when you're not supposed to. I just want those people in the altar who would really say, tonight, Lord, by your grace and by your strength and power, I'll be disciplined with what I eat because I want to live longer for you and I want to serve you more. And I know if I spend less, I can give more. You know what I'm saying? If I spend less from junk food, if I spend less from the poison I eat, I can give more. I'd like you to make the commitment tonight and come to the altar and make that commitment to discipline yourself. If you are not, remain standing. Because I'm not going to allow anyone to just kneel down there and make a prayer and then you will not even do it.